Several hundred computer hackers gathered in New York over the weekend for a biannual conference called HOPE. That stands for Hackers on Planet Earth. Their presence reportedly prompted AT&T to warn its employees to be extra careful with network security. But as NPR's Rick Carr reports, this year the hackers seemed more concerned with civil liberties, human rights, and the state of the media, not what most people think of as hacking.
A lot of the activity at the conference centered on what was called the network floor. There were antique computers from the 1970s and 80s, lots of video games, and dozens of hackers with laptop computers plugged into a temporary network, taking good-natured stabs at breaking into one another's systems.
What is this?
I'm guessing that this is a user ID and this is possibly password.
I think that's the machine name.
Okay.
That's its BIOS name.
Okay.
Upstairs, another group of hackers demonstrated a new piece of software that takes the skills they use to get around security and applies them to getting around censorship.
This looks like a regular cookbook page.
A hacker who calls himself The Pull was showing off a program he wrote called Camera Shy. It allows users to hide and extract information on web pages. For instance, by taking a message that the Chinese government has blocked from its domestic internet and hiding it in the ones and zeros that make up a photo on a web page that features a recipe for Peking duck.
It finds that image and it puts it in this little box here. It's pretty simple. And all you have to do is to double-click it.
And a message from the Dalai Lama appears. The Pull says his program is easy to use and it leaves no trace on computers that run it, an important consideration in China, he says, where most web users surf in public internet cafes. Even if secret messages are detected, he says, they're next to impossible to read without a password. The Pull developed and released the Camera Shy program under the auspices of a group called Hacktivismo, one part hacking, one part activism. That spirit pervaded this year's conference. Attendees heard speeches and panels on media consolidation, community radio, and whether or not it's actually possible to educate lawmakers about technology and civil liberties. Paul Guerin is an online activist and co-founder of a group called Free the Media. He says since last September, hackers have grown worried about anti-terrorism laws that they say crack down on free speech and free association.
Even people who at one time considered themselves apolitical now see that there's very little choice to make whether you want to have a social awareness or not, if you have any expectation of any kind of free and open society or democracy in the future.
While some of that attention is focused overseas, at repressive regimes in China, Africa, and the Middle East, for instance, much of it is directed at the U.S., Guerin says. Hackers are worried about corporations, media conglomerates, for instance, and online service providers that cut off users' access to email if they express unpopular political opinions. Guerin says the internet is essentially privately owned, so there's no guarantee that the First Amendment will continue to apply online.
Private ownership of the network will eventually lead to total control over access and information. In order to coexist in that space and still have non-commercial content and cultural and innovative things thrive, we believe that the only way to do that is to own the network, to own the infrastructure.
Guerin says his group is working to build an alternative network of internet providers that would allow secure communication and easy access to controversial material. Hackers at the conference said they're aware that all of these secure communication systems and hidden messages are double-edged swords. Shortly after September 11th, for instance, federal authorities said Al-Qaeda may well have hidden instructions to the hijackers in public web pages with techniques similar to those used by the Camera Shy program. But a member of the Hacktivismo group, who calls himself Mixter, says terrorism grows in countries whose governments block the free flow of information.
Where it's possible to manipulate people religiously or political in any direction so easily that you can create terrorists, you have primarily this problem of control of information and keeping people inside their own closed boundary thinking. That's just something that has to be solved, and that's something where we can find approaches of solving this.
Like one Mixter is developing that would allow computer users living in repressive societies to freely use the internet without their government's knowledge. One of the keynote speakers at the HOPE conference, cartoonist Aaron Magruder, who draws the politically charged strip Boondocks, says the beautiful thing about technology is that it wipes out a lot of the advantages of military and economic might.
Who's the smarter guy behind the keyboard? The smartest guy behind the keyboard wins. That's a fair fight, if you ask me.
And Magruder says that's the revolution the internet was designed to provide. Rick Carr, NPR News, New York.